Plans are being made to install an artifact in Utah, a stone from the foundation of the World Trade Center. A major booster for the effort is Rayette Belcher, owner of Southwest Indian Traders on Main Street. She said the plan started with a business executive hired to clean up the rubble and remnants from the World Trade Center.
New York had decided to keep one of the foundations of the One Trade Center because the foundation actually was not damaged at all. They decided to keep one of them for a memorial site, but the other tower needed to become taken out because of the new transit center that was going in. So the owner of the cleanup company, he had a hard time thinking that he needed to rip out the foundation of the World Trade Center, which stood in our soils since the late 1950s. He had a hard time just thinking he had to rip out this foundation and take it to the gravel pit. So he took it upon himself to cut 11 pieces marking 9/11 and saving them, hoping that someday they would be able to be passed throughout the United States as a memorial piece.
She said a national stone is being installed in Lawrence, Kansas this September. The cleanup company owner and the artist working on the stone decided on 11 other states to receive the artifacts, including Utah. Belcher said the monument to be placed at Fort Douglas would salute not only those lost on 9/11, but soldiers who died in the Middle Eastern conflicts of the past decade. She said she was stirred to do something after meeting three mothers who lost sons there.
I have passed out donation packets to 40 large financial institutes, big corporations. I have found a place for this memorial piece to go. I've contacted construction companies that are donating their time, energy, effort to build this.
Belcher said they've raised over $290,000, including some $20,000 at a recent local fundraiser. They need about $165,000 more. A Utah company, Mountain Crane, has been hired to haul the national stone from Florida to Kansas. Belcher is hopeful they could also take Utah stone on the same trip and then bring it to Salt Lake. She said Utah will be making its mark with the installation.
We are going to be the very first state to recognize the fallen warriors, and we are the first state that will be building the memorial site.
Donations can be made by contacting the Fort Douglas Museum, or you can come to Belcher's shop at 550 Main. She's hoping the Utah stone can be placed on September 20th.
I'm hoping to drive that stone right down Main Street here in Park City for our town to see.
Rayette Belcher from Southwest Indian Traders. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.